Okay, so I've never used a microphone before, so can everybody hear me? It's okay?
Yes.
Okay. So if you haven't already heard, my name is Emily, and I am super excited to be your team director. Woo! So if you guys don't know, Okay, so if you guys don't know, I'm a junior at Father Lopez. And I also go to church here at St. Peter's. I'm super involved in the Father Lopez campus, and I'm super involved also here at Antioch. So we're all beyond excited to have you guys here this weekend, and everybody has been hard at work planning this weekend for you guys. And I feel like each and every one of you were called to be here right now. Okay, so you guys all are one step closer to what God has in store for you. So going back into why we call this weekend Antioch, back in the day, like Rick said, the disciples were the ones who were most like Christ. They acted like him and treated everybody with love and respect. They stood out, you know, they were the ones who we strive to be. And show God love through our actions. So I know that's hard to do sometimes, like especially at school, and I think it's safe to say that like all of us struggle with that. But like Rick said before, it was here at Antioch where the disciples were first called Christians. So the best part about this weekend is that we're not alone, you know? There's a ton of people here to support all of you, and to be honest, they have like a super really cool name. Yeah, they're just introducing a really cool name. Okay, so the really cool name is called the God Squad.
Yeah, that's
pretty cool, right? Okay, so they provide all of our food for us, and they, let me tell you, the food is like top notch. I'm super excited for dinner. Who's ready for dinner? Okay, so along with the food, they are also constantly praying for us, which is equally important. Our team has been preparing for months for this retreat by attending weekly meetings and praying for all of you guys. So all the members of the team are the people in the crazy shirts over here. They're here to help you this weekend. So if you have any questions or need any help throughout the weekend, you know, or just need somebody to talk to, like, let them know. They'll definitely talk with you. So you already met Rick, right? Pretty cool. And you will also meet everybody else soon, so don't worry about it. I know you guys have a pretty busy schedule. I mean, like, I have a pretty busy schedule. Anybody have a busy schedule? Like, same. Like, I have so much to do. Like, this week at school has been crazy for me. Literally, I had a test in every single class except for one, and I was, like, dying. So, you know, I never get a chance to just step back and take some time out to, like, look at my life. So that's what this weekend is for all of you guys. Just a time to step back and look at your life. So don't worry about anything else while you guys are here. That's not what we want you guys to do. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, I'm pretty involved at my school. I'm a member of like 5 different clubs and an officer of one of them. So I'm either planning something or attending something. So a normal day for me is like I wake up and then I head out to school. And like I mentioned, I go to Father Lopez in Daytona, which is like a super long drive for me in the mornings. And fun fact about me is absolutely hate math. Anybody out there that hates math? Hate math. I'm so bad at it, right? No matter how hard I try, you know, I'm just so bad at it. And I have it fourth period right before lunch. I mean, no one knows. Like, we have it together, and it's the worst. Like, I get so hungry, I just can't focus. Also had a test in that today, fun fact. Not very good at math. Usually, and then, like, I get to lunch. During lunch, I usually have a meeting for, like, one of my billion clubs. So I don't really have that much free time. And I'm always super stressed out because I think about all the things that I have to do and how little time that I have to do them, which is not good. Don't stress yourself out like that. So by the time I get out of school, it's like 3:30, and by the time I get home, it's like 4:15 because I live really far away and have to take a bus home. And then I have a bunch of homework to do, like especially math, which takes me like double the time that I have to do it. So then my mom gets home from work at like 5:30, and we'll usually go to the gym together. I don't play any sports anymore, so you know, have to keep in shape somehow, or at least try to. So after the gym, my mom makes dinner, and then I get in some last minute studying or planning of some kind of event that I was assigned to that week. And then I shower, eat dinner, and head off to bed. And then I wake up and start my routine all over again. And on top of that, you know, I have to fit in a social life, which is kind of hard, and time on the weekends to hang out with my friends. And I also have to find some time to watch some pretty cool movies on Netflix, but most of the time that doesn't really happen, just due to lack of time. And you know, I need sleep a lot because I go to bed really early at like 10:30, and you know, I don't know how people stay up to like 3:30 in the morning because, you know, I just can't do that. I need sleep. So I'm pretty exhausted from my busy day, so I go to bed early, you know. So also, like, I have to find time for God, you know, like praying and reading my Bible, and I have to squeeze that into my busy schedule. I pray before I go to sleep at night, and sometimes I'm not going to lie, like, when my head hits that pillow, I'm out, and sometimes I don't get to thank God for all the good things that happened that day. But, you know, that's what this weekend is for. So we get to relax and spend time working on our relationships with God. So this weekend is basically a roadmap for our faith journey. This entire weekend is planned to give you the opportunity to do this. There will be more talks, just like the one that I'm giving you right now, and we will have a chance to talk in our discussion groups. So I want you guys to look around at your tables right now. Look around to the people at your tables. This is your mini family within our big family for the weekend. You will learn a lot about each other, and they will learn a lot about you. And nobody here is going to judge you, so don't be afraid to hold anything back. What's said at your table, just keep it between you guys, you know. The more you put into the weekend, the more you get out of it. Like, on my first retreat, I was, like, super, super afraid to answer questions, you know, because, like, I thought it would be, like, the wrong answer or, like, people would judge me. Yeah, but there's no wrong answers here, so don't worry about it. You know, somebody could be going through something similar to you, and they would never know if you just don't talk about it. Eventually, on my retreat, I felt more comfortable and opened up, and hopefully that's what most of you guys will do this weekend. But it turns out I made such great friends here at Antioch, and hopefully some friendships will last me a lifetime. We also have super fun games and activities planned for you guys. And personally, one of my favorite parts of the weekend, praise and worship. Yeah! So don't be afraid to join me out there on the dance floor. You know, I'm not a very good singer, but I'm going to be out there singing anyways. You know, if you're a good singer, stand next to me so our voices can, like, cancel each other out. That'd be awesome. Like I said, don't be afraid to sing, you know, even if you don't have a good voice like me, God still wants to hear you. So now I'm going to give you, like, a little virtual tour of where we are going to be staying for the next few days. Like, not physically, just imagine it and think about it in your mind. So remember when those crazy kids ran and took your bags out of your car and brought you into that building? That building over there is called the Bosco Center. That is where the boys will be sleeping. The men will be sleeping in there. We will do praise and worship in there, and eat all of our meals in there. And it's just, like, just across the way, right over there. So the room that you're in right now just recently got a new name. It is called the St. Teresa of Calcutta Hall, but we call it the talk room. So if we refer to the talk room, just come here, because all the talks are being said in here, just like the one I'm giving right now, you know? Okay. So So coming out of the talk room, going out that way, to the left is the bathroom. So if you have to use the restroom, just let your table leader know or somebody on backup, and then go ahead. And then straight to the bathrooms, like passing the bathrooms and going outside of the courtyard, is our adoration chapel. So Jesus is always present in our adoration chapel, and somebody is in there 24 hours of the day praying. So if you walk past there, please be quiet and be respectful. Okay, so straight to my left, straight that way is the church. We'll be going there on Sunday for Mass. And we will also be going in there on Saturday night. I know it's kind of confusing right now, but don't worry. When we walk out, you'll get it. It's really easy. And also, if you guys have any medication, you're not allowed to have it on you, so the boys can give it to Tim. The men can give it to Tim, and then the girls can give it to Beth. And she's so good. The women. Sorry. Okay. So we have a few rules for this weekend that everybody has to follow. If somebody is goofing off and not doing what they're supposed to do, you'll throw us off schedule and we won't have enough time for the things that we have planned. Don't worry. We have time for fun things. So just do what you're supposed to be doing and we won't have any problems. So we've been trusted with all of you by your parents, and we have to make sure that all of you guys are safe and not doing anything crazy. So now we have a little video to show you explaining those rules. So just take a look. Which way? This way? Okay. you're gonna block me in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great video, guys.
I love this song.
Is it not showing up there?
Yeah.